letters before we go.
Letter number 36 to Mother Cecilia from Oria in Voluntate Dei. My good and reverend mother, I answer to your dear letter. What a beautiful surprise to hear you say that peace and submission reign in the community. If there is peace, there is God. His children are as though needed in peace. Therefore, they are peacemakers and bearers of peace. Their words, their manners are never boisterous or sharp, but embalmed with the balm of peace, such as to sweeten the most embittered hearts, so much so that those who are restless feel humiliated and confused in the face of a peaceful soul. Peace, my mother, is the sign that the divine will reign as life, or at least as virtue. When the divine volition wants to reign in the soul, it first sends its message of peace. Many times it is about closing one's eyes to little bagatelles, trifles, and specks, so as not to lose peace or time. In this manner, the divine fiat makes its own ways in our souls, forming its throne in its life and extending its dominion. Oh, how I'd love that my mother, who was far away, would give me this contentment that she were one single act of divine will and the bearer of it to all her daughters. The sacrifice of having you far away and of being without you would be less bitter in thinking that my mother is on a mission to make the divine will known. And from here I pray I accompany you, and I almost keep a lookout to see the fruits of this celestial mission. Therefore, when your letters touch the key of fiat, I give a start of joy and say, she is far away from me, but at least she serves the divine will. Now let's come to us. I sent you the 23 addresses. I believe that you received them and sent them as well. I also sent you the reviews in order to make their promotion. If you want others, I'll send them to you. Listen, my mother, I want to teach you a holy trick. For every appeal of the Queen of Heaven and for every book you send, tell the Celestial Lady that you bind her to giving you the great gift of the divine will. Then every appeal, every book, will be one more guarantee that you place in her maternal hands, not only for yourself, but also for the person to whom the book and the appeal are directed. The sovereign lady will feel bound and as though obliged in seeing so many pledges in her hands. And she will give you what she herself wants to give you, the divine will as life. The whole community sends you its respects. Don Benedetto blesses you from the heart, and leaving you bound in the divine volition, I kiss your right hand and I say, most affectionately yours, the little daughter of the divine will. Amen, fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Luisa Picaretta gives us the answer here for so many people who ask, how do I know that I'm living in the divine will or not? In her own words, she says, peace, my mother, is the sign that the divine will reigns as life, or at least as virtue. So that's one thing that I want to say for those who always ask. Here, she makes a difference also. You see, there is the divine will as life or as virtue. And at the end, she mentions the same thing again. The divine will as life. And what is the difference of living in the divine will or having this gift as life in us or as virtue? Virtue is exercised only when the occasion arises. When you encounter that person that knows how to push your buttons and you remain peaceful and calm and kind and loving, that's a great opportunity for you, for us, to exercise that virtue. But living in the divine will, possessing that life in us as life, not as a virtue, but as life, meaning that it is present in us at every moment. So whether we experience joy, suffering, we remain in the divine will. Basically, our prevenient act every single moment and our actual act also. No matter what situation we encounter ourselves in. Then that's the difference between having this way of life only as a virtue of having in us reigning at every moment as life. So when you experience suffering, you offer that suffering. That's what you have to offer. When you encounter joy, that's what you have to offer. But if you are one of those people that they only pray when they have suffering, when they encounter difficulties, then we could say that that's only a virtue if. But remember, Adam and Eve, they were living in this union constantly. Constantly. And this is what God wants to give to us. That life that they lost. We see this in the life of our Lord Jesus. We see this in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That this way of life reign in them. If you look at the hours of the Passion, there is, right now I don't have the hour, but the phrase is like, oh, how sweet is to be with Jesus even in the midst of suffering. Luisa referring to being with our Lord Jesus, I think is during the hour that our Lord Jesus is in prison. And he's not able to move. He's chained. And Luisa goes and consoles our Lord Jesus and she says, oh, how sweet is to be with our Lord Jesus even in the midst of suffering. So we're able to arrive to that point, to that conviction, then we can say we are living in that way. It's part of us. It's not only a virtue in us, but now it's become part of us. It's a way of living. And living in the divine will is exactly that. It's a way of living. It's not one prayer today and one prayer tomorrow and maybe the day after we forget and then no, this is constantly offering everything. Everything, everything. So that is not a virtue. It's a way of life. That's why Luisa Picaretta, she mentions very briefly that it says, my mother, talking about peace. Peace is the sign that the divine will reigns as life, or at least as virtue. But here we want the divine will to reign as life, not as virtue. All the rest of the virtues, the theological virtues, they come from God, directly from God. That's why they are called theological. But the rest of them, they grow in us according to the way we exercise them. So they grow with the opportunity we encounter to exercise those virtues. But when we are united in the divine will, at every moment, with every single act, the virtues that we possess, they become stronger and stronger. So we don't have to wait at the moment to practice those virtues to really grow in them, because they are already growing in us with every single act. So this is what we want in ourselves, to be able to go from, to jump basically, to make that transition from virtue into a way of living, or what we read in the passage of Adam. Basically, to possess that divine quality in us. But of course, to make that transition, we have to have the virtues in us first, because of the fall. So as we continue to practice this way of living, it will grow in us. It will be part of us. It will become, we say, a second nature, but in reality, we want this to be our nature, because this is the way God intended. This is the nature God intended for us to have. Even though we say it becomes a second nature, it should be our first nature. The other beautiful thing that we encounter here is that how Luisa Picaretta mentions to these sisters that with every book, that basically she distributes, she can bind Our Lady to give her the divine will, this gift that the Blessed Mother wants to give to all of us. This is another thing that we encounter, that we are able to understand through the writings, even though these letters are not part of the private revelation, but this is the way Luisa Picaretta explains the gift and teaches others, that this is the gift that the Blessed Mother wants to really give to all the human race also. Because we talk about the Blessed Mother as the second Eve. And Eve, if we read in the book of Genesis, she was named Eve because she was supposed to be the mother of all the living. That's what it means. So the Blessed Mother is the new Eve, the mother of all the living. And Eve was supposed to give also this gift through her children. It's in a natural way. That's why the Blessed Mother, this is the gift that she wants to give to all. But in order for us to receive this gift, remember, we have to avail ourselves preparations in the soul. We have to prepare our soul. And again, we encounter another interpretation of the gospel when the Lord says, and a sower went and threw the seed, and some of the seed fell in rocky ground, other in good ground, and some produce more and then the other little and all of this. So basically that soil is the soul. And each one of us is going to produce according to the soil. How is your soul prepared? That's why, again, the need for the sacrament of confession. Because if that soil is ready to receive this gift, you read these writings and you let the Holy Spirit, you let the Holy Spirit do in you, you believe what our Lord Jesus is saying in the appeal that he promises that when you read these writings, he will be besides you with one hand in your head and the other one in your heart, causing you to understand and to love in it. Those are preparations. You are disposing yourself to receive this gift. And this is what the Blessed Mother wants to give the more. Luisa Picarreta says, she will give you what she herself wants to give you. I will just add the most. And if you have read also the Blessed Virgin Mary, in one of those lessons, she describes exactly her maternity to our sas and her maternity to our sas is to give us the possession of the divine will. So we can say that the maternity or the motherhood of the Blessed Mother will not be accomplished in us until we let the divine will reign in us. That's why I have said this, but I'm going to say it again. In all the apparitions, the Blessed Mother is giving us basically the same message. The message of conversion. That she is the Mother of God, of the true God. And then she wants us to pray, to repent, to prepare ourselves, these preparations in our soul to receive the gift. Because if, as long as we remain operating with our own will, her motherhood will not be able to be accomplished in us. That's why also at the foot of the cross, we are able now to understand that our Lord entrusted the Blessed Mother to John because he was the one who advanced the most. So the Blessed Mother was able to see another Jesus in John. So we can ask the Blessed Mother, you know, with every rosary, with every prayer, with every act, with every book, as Luisa Picarreta mentions here, to ask the Blessed Mother to give us this gift. And again, not only for us, but this is needed for all the human race. But also to understand that if the divine will does not reign in me, the motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary cannot be accomplished in me. And this is basically her task. This is what she wants to give to everybody. Once we receive this gift, we let this gift reign in us. Even if we suffer, then that suffering will acquire a new meaning. It will acquire a new meaning for us and also to benefit others. And unless we let the divine will reign in us, we cannot say that the Blessed Virgin Mary in the full sense of the word. Let me rephrase this. In the full sense of the word, the motherhood of Mary, the motherhood of Mary cannot be accomplished in us. And the Blessed Mother will not be able to see her true children. She will not be able to see us as her true children. We will be disfigured. She will not be able to see in us another Jesus. Just as she's able to see in every single host the sacramental Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus, she's able to recognize in every single host that is consecrated, even in that little tiny particle, she's able to see the real presence of her Son, body, blood, soul, and divinity. If the divine will does not reign in us, she will not be able to see the image of her Son in us. That's why, in the words of Luisa Picaretta, she wants to give us this gift the most. This is what really completes us. So as we finish today, let us ask the Blessed Mother to accomplish her work in us. Let us ask that through the maternal hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary, may the Holy Spirit be able to complete the work of creation in each one of us for the praise and glory of God the Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And may the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.